Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Holy Father, you are righteous God. I thank you for the anointing of the early risers, O God. I thank you for sharp, keen discernment. Excuse me. I thank you, O God, for Bible Storyland, every listener, every family they represent. I thank you, Father God, that we are blessed and highly favored of you. That you are God who cares about your people. You are the God. We can cast our every care upon you because you care for us. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. You are strong and mighty. Your high right hand, your strong arm, your mighty arm, may win every battle. I thank you today for unity among your people, O God. Among the body of Christ, O God. I thank you that we are one people. We are speaking the truth. In love. I thank you today, that you are the God who hears and the God who answers. You are the living and true Father. So I appreciate you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you today, Father God, for releasing your glorious power against the enemy. Let your power and might be released from your hand. Merede, shekere, scatter the enemy by your mighty power. Rule over your enemies through your power in the name of Jesus. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. Merede, okushe, makande, de, I release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons we encounter in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from the power of Satan unto you, O God. Divide the sea and destroy marine spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are strong in you, O Lord, in the power of your might. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power. Display your awesome power that men will believe. Release your power in healing and deliverance, Almighty Father. You are the great and mighty healer. Release your powerful voice, O God. Let us be amazed at your power. Let your great power be released through your apostles in the name of Jesus. Let signs and wonders and miracles be released through your power of your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power in the name of Jesus. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power work in us. Release your powerful angels. Release your powerful angels. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight our battles in heaven. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets in the name of Jesus. And let us be willing in the day of your power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Hallelujah. Oh, makaririya, tiririya. Father, we depend upon you. Manene, shekeririya. We can do nothing without you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender all to you. Have your way today on Bible Storyland. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Florida, and we are so happy that God has given us this day to rejoice and to glorify him in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings. He does great things for his people. He is the great and mighty God, the great and mighty Father, and we honor him. And we are also honored that you joined us this morning to serve the Most High God, to be his servants. Oh, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be servants of the Most High God, to be able to call upon his name, to be able to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. And we could say that he is truly our Father, and we shall not want. In the name of Jesus, you know, God is a great God. And he created us in his holy, mighty image. And what a great image he has. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Nobody has the power that he has. Nobody is as great as he is. Nobody is as holy as he is. Nobody is awesome like our King. He is awesome. He is powerful. He is mighty. He's beautiful. Nobody is beautiful like our God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Of course, we've not seen him, but the Word of God says that he is beautiful. And not only that, he created his servants. You know, those who he put his anointing upon to preach the word, he gave them beautiful feet because he knew, Makashere, what they would have to do. So he made their feet beautiful. He made you. He made me. He is the true and living God. He is Elohim, the most powerful God, the God who is our creator of heaven and earth. He created us in his holy image, and he created the earth in 6 days, and then he rested. We honor him as Adonai, our Lord. He is Jehovah Roha, a mighty shepherd. And you know his word is so powerful. He said in his word in Psalms 23 that he is our shepherd, the Lord himself. Not somebody down the street, not the preacher, not the teacher, not the apostle, but he is the great and mighty shepherd, the Lord himself. He said that he is our shepherd, and guess what? He don't want us to want for nothing. He is the great and mighty shepherd. He said, we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. You know, there's some pastures are brown, some pastures are just sparse. Hardly nothing there, but he is making us, his children, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. You know, those waters that are calm, peaceful, still waters. His words say, be still and know that he is God. We don't even have to, you know, do anything but call upon his name. Be still and know that he is God. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He restore our soul. You know, sometimes we get weary in well-doing, but then he comes in and he restores us. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Guess what? We don't know the path to go in, but he knows the path. So he is our leader, our shepherd. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. When we stray off, even if one of us stray off and 99 of us are left, he go with that rod and that staff, and he bring us back so the wolves can't overtake us. The wolves can't swallow us up because of being sheep. He has a plan for his children. His word says, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, We should not fear the evil. No evil, no evil shall befall upon us. He has covered us. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. We can trust in him. Why should we not fear evil? Because God is with us. His rod and his staff is comforting us every step of the way on that righteous, holy path. He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Now, even our enemies are going to know that we are blessed, and they can't do nothing about it. What's for us is for us, and no one can do anything about it. God anoints our head with oil, and guess what? Our cup runneth over. We have more than enough. We have plenty, 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 plenty is our portion. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever. How long? He said forever we can dwell in his house. And he has a holy house, a righteous house. His house is holy. His house is righteous. Well, just in case you forgot, today is Children's Day. We are honoring our children. And don't forget. The B-I-B-L-E, that is the book. That's the great book. That is the great book, the B-I-B-L-E. Even our children know how to spell the Bible, the Bible, the Word of God. God honors his word above his name. So we are honored that God honors his word above his name. Today is on Bible Storyland, today is Children's Day, and we are honoring our children today. So I'm going to pray a prayer out of my pastor's book. It's called Prayers That Bring Change, and I tell you what, when you pray these prayers, they certainly bring change. They certainly bring change. So the book is called Prayers That Bring Change by Apostle Kimberly Daniels. The prayer that I'm going to pray for our children is called the Next Generation Prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator. We come against the spirit that would put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation is being birthed, that this generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for you as never before, in the name of Jesus. So we thank the Father that this generation is going to be hungering for him, thirsting for him. We release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. Release your anointing, O God, to the technical colleges, the beauty schools, and all other places of training and education. God, anoint our young people to represent you in the marketplace, in Hollywood, in the political arena, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. We break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation. We bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be, O Lord, concerning innocent bloodshed in our land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Lord. The devices set against our children from the womb to college are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against the children. Incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes are spiritual or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure, plague, and pull down our young people. They shall shine as light on the top of a hill and draw others into your kingdom, O God. Father God, your word says that if you be lifted up, men will be drawn unto you. We declare that the next generation will lift you up in the name of Jesus. We speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in the fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision in the name of Jesus. They shall teach with accuracy. They shall lead with apostolic authority. They shall win souls with the fire of evangelism in the name of Jesus, to be shepherds with hearts to feed the sheep in Jesus' name. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord and in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. All generational curses are broken. The blessings of the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Their homes shall be places of peace, and they will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. We declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in the young people who will run our nation tomorrow. They shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall to one side and 10,000 to the other, but no harm shall come near the dwellings of the next generation. Rebellion and rejection are being broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the Lord. Lord, we call for psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. We bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, video games, and the internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet, airway, are bound. We bind up the subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and bind the beasts of the internet. Lord, we know that many good things happen on the internet in your name, but the powers of the accused things will flow into their lives, into the lives of our children, are broken. Every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, fraternities, and sororities, Masons, Shriners, skinheads, Black Panthers, and New Black Panthers, street gangs, and all other organizations that have negative influence on the young people are bound and blocked. In the name of Jesus, I pull strong, I pull down the strongholds of the images of the world released by the movie industry, television, and media. The spirits of Mead is broken and cannot control the minds of the next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that will promote values that do not line up with holiness and righteousness with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast in you. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you for your righteous word. Well, today is Children's Day, as I stated before, and we have a mighty woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She is going to sing a song for us to give God glory. So I'm going to put her on live right now. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed to be alive. I was just thanking the Lord right now.
Amen. Me too. Thanking him and thanking him. We have so much to be grateful for. Well, you ready to sing that song this morning?
Yes, I try so hard to think of children's songs, but they can go with the same songs that we need.
Okay.
And they have something like children's songs, but these kids are so mature now, they can go with the grown-up song.
All right, now. They do, too.
This is the song that we used to sing as children, you know. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, and I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, and I'm going to let it shine. Well, shine for you and I, and I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, all in my school, and I'm going to let it shine, all in the school, I'm going to let it shine, well, all in the school, and I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Cause this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen, amen. This little light of mine, that was beautiful. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go, in the schools, at church, in my neighborhood, in the grocery store. Everywhere we go, we're going to let that light shine. So I thank God for that song, Jackie. That was so appropriate. The children love that song. I used to give them little flashlights, little bitty flashlight about as big as my finger. And they would flip them on. My little one, two, but actually they were like 3, 4 years old. They would love to put those little flashlights on. And if one wasn't working, they'd tell me, Sister G, my flashlight ain't working. So I have to give them another one. And we just walk around and shine those little flashlights. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. You should hear them singing that song. They love that song, This Little Light of Mine. They would sing that song over and over, and they love to flip those flashlights on over and over. So I thank you for that song, Sister Jackie. It was awesome. Amen, amen, amen. All right. So I thank God for you this morning. Well, As I said, today is Children's Day, and we're going to make some declarations over our children. I thank God for children. You know, he gave us children as gifts. So I thank the Lord for those children that the Lord gave us. He has blessed our children, and we're asking him to continually bless our children. So I decree and declare that our children will come out of the world and they will be saved at an early age. They will honor and obey God all of their lives. I decree and declare that our children will excel in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's ways, as well as academic learning. I decree that our children will live long, prosperous lives because they are obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. We decree rebellion is far from our children, and they will obey with good attitudes. We decree our children are leaders and not followers. So I thank the Lord this morning that he is a mighty God, and the Almighty created our children. You know, he gave us to our parents, and then he gave our children to us. You know, we have to be careful how we bring up the children, the gifts that God gave us. We have to make sure that they are safe, provided for, taught. They got to be taught. They got to be trained up in God's way. How will they know about God if we don't teach them? Well, today, you know, I want to tell you about a ram in a bush. Do you need a ram in your bush today? Do you need a ram in a bush? What's a sacrifice? It's an act of offering to God something precious. It's an act of offering to God something precious. The killing of a victim on an altar, a destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else, something valuable given up, something given up or lost. What have you given up lately? Something precious, something valuable to you that God wanted you to give up? You didn't want to give it up, but God was requiring it of you. What was he requiring of you to give up? Did you pass the test? God gives us spiritual tests. What was your last spiritual test? Did you pass the test God gave you? Were you aware that you were being tested? Or did you blame the devil for what you were going through or are now going through? In life, you will be given many tests. Have your parents given you a test lately? Maybe your teachers gave you a test. Or maybe you're in college and your professors gave you a test. Maybe you asked for something and your parents said, "Let me think about it." Or they said, "Let me see how you handle this situation." And then, if you're able to handle this situation well, maybe they'll grant you your request. But if you are overwhelmed, frustrated, maybe they recognize you were not ready to handle what you were asking for yet. Be patient. Have you ever said to someone, "If you need me, just call me and I will help you," or "I will do," you know, maybe take them somewhere, or "I will cook a meal for you," or "I will take your children, you know, to on a tour," or whatever it is, did you say, you know, "Oh, yeah, I'll help you out," and then, so they called you, and you were so busy, you forgot what you promised them, and they really needed you. What did you have to let go of to keep your promise? Or did you keep your promise? And did you and do what you said you were going to do? Did you make a promise to God and say to God, you know, like the song says, "I'm available to you, O Lord"? Did you make that promise to God, like that song? And then when God tells you to stop what you're doing, maybe you had plans to go to the beach, or you had plans to clean your house, or you had plans to cook your family a meal, or you had plans to do something else, but God said, look, I want you to stop. There's somebody I want you to go to the hospital to visit, or there's somebody I want you to call them up and pray for them. Were you available to God like you said? You say, I'm available to you, God, but then when he calls on you, are you really available? Are you willing to put aside? Are you willing to sacrifice what you were going to do and do what God wanted you to do? Or maybe he said, I want you to just go and sit at that bus stop. You don't have to do nothing. Just sit there. And maybe it didn't make sense to you, and you say, oh, God, that don't make sense. I know that ain't you speaking to me. But could it be God? How many hours do you spend in the secret place so you'll be sharpened and attuned to his voice? And you say, oh, yes, indeed, that's my Father's voice. And you go and you obey him. You go sit at that bus stop for an hour. Maybe he wants to spend time with you. He say, you know what? That's my daughter, Bonnie Howell. She's coming, and I'm going to spend time with her. Ooh, I love my daughter, Bonnie Howell. Or I love my son, Frank Hart, and he's coming to spend time with me. And then on your way to the secret place, you remembered you forgot to take something out the freezer to cook, or you remembered you need to go to the store. And so God is waiting patiently for you to come and spend time with him because he wants to whisper secrets in your ear. What did you do? Did you make time to spend time in the secret place? As the song says, just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. You know, did you make time? Did you stop just one moment to pray? Not only did you stop to pray, did you stop to listen? You know, as women, we could go, and sometimes God wants to talk to us, but we don't want to hear. So, Father, I ask you to remove the wax or the mind blinders off of us so we can stop and hear your voice. You know, maybe God wanted you to give up your favorite dress or your favorite suit. How willing were you to follow Father God's instructions? Did you say to Father God, I will do what you want me to do. I will go where you want me to go. And when it came time for you to carry out Father God's instructions, you refused to do it. You couldn't understand why he wanted you to do this or that. It didn't even make sense to you. You say, he want me to go sit on a bus, on a bench by the bus stop? Or you say, he want me to go walking around in the mall? That don't make sense. What do you want me to do that for? That couldn't be God. Or he wants you to do something, you know, like maybe go to another city and reestablish yourself, like Abraham and Sarah. They had to leave their families. You forgot. Maybe you forgot what you promised God. You say, I'll go where you send me to go, because it didn't make sense to you. You forgot God's ways are higher. Even his thoughts are higher. Has God ever told you to go to a place and you did not want to go there? Like he told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Now, Jonah didn't, you know, rebel with his mouth. He rebelled with his actions. How many of us praise God with our lips only, but our hearts are far from him? You know, Jonah said, okay, well, you know, he went to another city. He didn't go where God told him to go. He disobeyed God, and then he ran from God. But guess what? Jonah forgot. Ain't nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. He went somewhere else, but God stopped him and forced him. God stopped him and forced him to carry out his instructions. Does God have to arrest you or force you to do what he wants you to do? Or are you willing? Are you a willing person to do what God wants you to do? Someone is pressing one, and I got that, but just give me a little time, and I'm going to answer your call. Do you put restrictions on God? Do you say, Lord, if you do it my way, I'll do what you want, Lord? Or, Lord, I will do A, but I'm not willing to do B. Do you put restrictions on the Father? When spiritual tests come, Do you pass them the first time, or do you take time and the test, you know, have to do the test all over again? Do you learn quickly, or does it take you 40 years for what should take you 11 days to complete? What would it take for you to obey God the first time, to obey God with a good attitude? You know, attitude is very, very important. Has your parents asked you to do something and you really didn't want to do it? So you got a bad attitude, even though you did what they asked you to do. How do you think that made them feel when you got a bad attitude? After all, they gave you the gift of life. They didn't stop there. They keep a roof over your head, a place for you to stay. They feed you whatever you want to eat. They buy you beautiful clothes. They take you where you want to go. They give you money to do what you want to do. They are excellent providers. Can you imagine how Father God feels, the one who created us, how he feels when we say no to him, or even if we say yes and we do it with the wrong attitude? He asks very little of us. His first commandment, his first and great commandment, is that we love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And then the second one is like that one, to love each other like we love ourselves. And we say, Father, you don't know what she did to me. How can I love her? She took this from me. She did that to me. She stepped on my right toe. And then she didn't stop there. She knocked me down. And, Father, you don't know what he did. He gave me a big punch. He gave me a black eye. Lord, he took everything I had. How do you expect me to love them? And then Father God brings to your remembrance at the time when you disobeyed him, the time when you crucified his son all over again on the cross. And he reminded you that you're not innocent either, that you have done things against the Most High God. So how do you think the Father feels? So when you call on him, he answers, he hears. But sometimes when he call on us, we pretend, oh, we didn't hear that. No, that ain't God. We just go ahead and do what we want to do. But he's faithful. So Father God calls us his servants. So let's listen to the story of Abraham, when God called him to give a ram in the bush. It's in Genesis 22, starting at verse 1 through 18. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now listen to this. And God did tempt Abraham. Now, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. He answered God. Do you answer God when you call him, when he call you, or do you pretend he ain't calling you? You say, oh, yeah, that was, I heard a voice. I heard a voice saying something, but, you know, I just kind of ignored it. Somebody said something. I heard something, but I said, oh, no, that's got to be the devil. But Abraham didn't do that. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Now, you know, God's word is significant. Every word in his word is significant. Thee, thou, the, those, here am I, here I am. These are significant words. So he told Abraham, go to Moriah. You know, Moriah is a place of testing. Are you in a Moriah right now? Are you in a place of testing? And he said, offer him there for a burnt offering, your only son. Now, remember, God ain't telling him to do something that he could not do. God don't tempt us above that which we're able to do. He said, offer your only son Isaac upon one of the mountains which I will tell you. Now, He gave him step-by-step instructions. He said, okay, now when you get to point B, I'm going to tell you which mountain to give him, you know, a sacrifice on. And Abraham rose up early. Now, that's important. How many of us are too lazy to get up early to worship God? He said, if you seek me early, you will find me. And so Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac and his son, and they clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place which God told him. You know, Abraham was obedient from the very beginning. From the very beginning, when God told him, go, leave your family, and I'm going to send you to a place. He didn't know exactly where he was going. And so as he continues to obey God, listen to what God does. Then on the third day, you know, three is important. The third day Christ rose up. The three is important in the Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he said the third day, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went, and both of them and went, and they both went both together. And Isaac said, he spoke to his father. He said to his father, my father. And he said, here am I. Now remember, Abraham answered God, here am I. And he also answered his son, here am I. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. He said, I see the fire and I see the wood. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Now, have you taught your children so much so that they know what's missing? See, Isaac knew something was missing. He said, wait a minute. His father had took him to the offerings many times. He had taken him many times to the sacrifice. So Isaac knew. He was training Isaac up in the ways that he should go. He was training Isaac in the ways of God so Isaac wouldn't get off of God's path. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. See what kind of faith Abraham had? Abraham had proved God over and over. He knew what God was going to do because he spoke it forth. Look at that kind of faith. Are you speaking forth things in your children's lives? He said, wait a minute. God is going to provide. When his son questioned him, he said, don't you worry. When your children say, mama, I need an instrument. Daddy, I need an instrument. And you don't have the money. Do you just say, I don't have the money? You say, God will provide. And he does, to your surprise. If your children come to you and you say, Daddy, my graduation fees are coming up from college. Do you tell them, I don't have the money? Or do you say, God will provide? You know, when the bill collectors are calling you, you don't say to them, God will provide. You say, God, I know you're going to provide. You've been providing all these years, and you ain't stopped yet. But when your children come to you with needs, do you say, God will provide? So he told his son Isaac, Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there. See how obedient he was? And he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, his son. You know, a lot of times we'll tell our children, go sit in your room for an hour. And they go like, why I got to do that? Why I got to go do that? Isaac allowed his father to put rope around his hands and his feet. Once he told him God will provide, he trusted his father. How many of your children trust you? Do you keep your word when you tell your children, Friday, we're going to go do this. Sunday, I'm going to get this for you. Tuesday, I'm going to do your children listen to you because you keep your word? Abraham kept his word to his son. So Abraham stretched forth his hand after he had tied up his son and took the knife. Now remember all the things that he brought. They brought fire. He brought a knife. But remember, he didn't have a sacrifice, a lamb. So he held up, after he bound his son's hands and feet, he held up the knife in his hand. He stretched it forth to slay his son. Now, that was his only son. Now, mind you, God said, take your only son. But now, he did have another son. But why did God call Isaac his only son? Will you think about it? When this program has come to the part where we can ask questions, I want to ask you, why did God say, take your only son, when he knew about Ishmael? Ain't nothing secret from God. Why did he call Isaac his only son? He said, take your only son. Now, you know, God has sons and daughters, but he said Jesus, his only begotten son. You know, God has a way of speaking sometimes. We go like, what? So, as we continue, as he held up the knife to slay his son, the angel of the Lord called from heaven. Now listen to the third time. And Abraham, he said, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham answered this same words the third time. Remember, when God called him, he said, here am I. When his son called him, he said, here am I. Now that angel is calling him. And he called him twice. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thy anything to him. Don't harm him. Wait, for now I know that you fear God. As parents, do we fear God? Do we trust him enough to obey him? Do we fear him enough to obey him? That reverential fear. You know, he is the only one that we should call reverend. We reverence God. He said that name belongs to him and him only. He said, okay, I know you fear God, seeing that you withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, now look what he saw. Behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. Oh, God had that ram in the bush, didn't he? Does God have your ram in the bush? Where is it? Are you looking for it? Are you expecting your ram in the bush? And Abraham went and took the ram and offered. Now, he had the ram available for Abraham to take. Now, the ram could have been somewhere out of Abraham's reach, but it wasn't. He got the lamb, the ram, and he offered him a burnt offering instead of his son. Woo, what a mighty God we serve. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. What is Jehovah Jireh? Anybody know? So at the end of the conversation, when I allow you to speak or when it's time to speak, I want to know, what does it mean, Jehovah Jireh? That is a place. And it said this day, it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, and because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and the sand which is in the seashore, and the seed shall and your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Woo! Hallelujah. You know what? We are Abraham's seed. We are Abraham's seed. And the blessings of Abraham flow down to us. So that means, since Abraham was obedient, We got to be obedient also. We can't be stubborn and rebellious children. That means we ain't obeying God. We're not a part of Abraham, but we are. So when God called Abraham, he was obedient. Now, he called him. He said, now take your only son. Take your only son. Yes, he was obedient. He was truly obedient. He didn't balk. He didn't say, wait a minute. You done promised me, God, that you was going to give me a son. Now you're going to take him away? What's wrong with you, God? No, he didn't. He honored, he respected, and he obeyed God. He didn't question God. He didn't say, now, Lord. But what he said was, God will provide a ram. God will provide a ram. And guess what? He spoke it forth, and it happened. How many of you can truly say, God, I know you're going to do it for me. You've done it for me before. I've depended on you, and I know you're going to come through. Don't you know I said to him? I said, Lord, I know you provided this for me. You provided that for me, and I know you're going to provide it again. So I ain't worried about nothing. How many of you have that kind of faith and trust in God that he has seen you through many afflictions? He's delivered you out of them. And when the next one comes, you say, okay, God, I know you're going to deliver me out of this affliction because you promised in your word, and you are not a man that you should lie. So what do you do? Do you listen? Do you trust him over and over and over? Do you trust God? You know what? God is not a man. He ain't going to lie. He is nothing but truth. Now, you know what? Abraham made mistakes. You know, his wife made mistakes. She tried to, you know, come up with a plan. How many of us come up with a plan when we feel like God ain't moving? He ain't moving quick enough. So maybe he want me to go to another church. He ain't moving quick enough. So maybe he want me to go on and borrow from somebody. He said, no, 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 no. We are lenders. We are not borrowers. How many of us know how to wait on God? Look how long Sarah and Abraham waited on God. I mean, they waited, and it wasn't like, you know, 2 years. When the promise came forth, Sarah was 90 years old when her son was born, and Abraham was 100 years old. So they tried to help God. They made mistakes. They waited for years and years and years and years to have that child, that precious son. But don't you know, God called Isaac their only son. Their only son. He was the promise that God promised them, and he came forth. God promised Abraham and Sarah a child, and he kept his promise. Abraham walked so close with God for years and years and years and years and years. He was obedient to God, and he knew God's ways. So he could say, God shall provide. He talked with God, he listened to God, he obeyed God. But more important than that, Abraham knew God's voice because Father God talked to him. He told him, even when he hardly knew his voice, he said, get up and go to another place. I want you to go. Go, leave your family. How many of you are willing to leave your family? You say, oh, well, you know, my mother's ailing, my father's ailing, and, you know, my sister across town, she need me. I can't leave. Do you put stipulations on God? Do you say, okay, well, Father, you know, I would do it if, you know, well, God, I would do it if. No, Abraham didn't say that. He just got up and did what God told him. Now, sometimes God didn't speak to him for long periods of time. But when he did speak to him, Abraham obeyed. What is God saying to you lately? Are you being tested? Are you going through spiritual tests, or do you just think that you're having a rough time? Has God said, have you considered my servant Bonnie Howe? Has God said to the enemy, have you considered my servant Jackie Travis? Have you considered my servant Caretha Gantling? Have you considered my servant? You know Abraham loved Isaac. God called Isaac Abraham's only son. What about Ishmael? Was he considered Abraham's son? God called Isaac Abraham's only son. God never makes a mistake. God knows everything. He never makes a mistake. We do. We make many mistakes, but not God. God does not make any mistakes. What lessons can we learn from Abraham? Obedience. He was very obedient. Faith in God. He learned to trust in God. What lessons can we learn from Isaac? Isaac was obedient to his father. Isaac listened to his father. He trusted his father. What lessons can we learn? So listen, the law of sacrifice, Abraham paid a price. In Genesis, it tells us the price that Abraham paid. He paid a great price. He gave up so much, he gave up his family, his father's mother, and he went to another place. Now, another way he disobeyed God, remember, God said, take only you and Sarah go. And, you know, certain people, but he said, don't take your family members. He disobeyed God in the beginning. He took Lot, and that caused him headache. How many of you say, okay, well, Lord, I know you want me to go to San Francisco. I know you want me to go to Atlanta to preach the word. Let me take Sister So-and-so. Let me take Brother So-and-so. You know, they're very anointed. Let me take them. And then you made the mistake of taking them, and they got you off course. They say, oh, well, you know, let's go to the shopping center today. They took you off course. Let's go over here. Let's go do this. No. When God tells you to do something, you got to obey him fully because he already knows what's ahead. Are you trusting him enough? Do you know that God provides tests as measures of progress and as proving ground for every person he calls to lead? I want to read that again. Did you know that God provides tests as measures of progress and as providing grounds for every person he calls to lead? Genesis 22 begins with the divine test, that test that God gave Abraham. God calls Abraham to climb Mount Moriah and sacrifice his beloved son. If Abraham would resolve to give up Isaac, God knew that he was willing to do anything that he asked Abraham to do, and therefore would be a perfect candidate to become the father of the Hebrew nation. Leadership tests differ from one another, but all have a few things in common. One, leaders get tests at each stage of growth, and sometimes the test gets super hard. The leader's goal is to pass the test. Testing always precedes promotion. Don't forget. You say, oh, Lord, I want to be promoted. Tests are going to come. Self-promotion or promotion by others can never replace divine promotion. Promotion requires sacrifice. What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up certain things? While Abraham's trial foreshadowed what God intended to do with his only begotten son, thousands of years later, it also provided leadership tests. What tests has God got you doing? What tests are you going through right now? What divine tests are you going through? Are you going through a test? Are you blaming the devil? God said, when the devil was going to and fro, he said, where are you going? He said, wait a minute, have you considered my servant? They perfect in all their ways. God knew what he put on the inside of each of you. He knows what we don't know. He knows what you're going to do. He knows things about you you don't even know. Look, God know how many hairs you have on your head. You ain't even concerned about it, but he knows it. He gave you fingerprints. You don't know your own fingerprints. If you saw 20 fingerprints and no name was mine, you couldn't pick out your fingerprint, but God can. He said, okay, that's Bonnie Howell's fingerprint. That's Frank Hart's fingerprint. That's Jackie's fingerprint. That's, you know, I can't even think of all your names, but That's her fingerprints. That's his fingerprints. God knows everything about you. He ain't nothing secret from him. Nothing is secret from him. The law of sacrifice. Abraham paid a price. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to sacrifice? You say, oh, Lord, I want to be promoted. I want to come closer to you. Yeah, but when the divine test comes, how many times you got to take the same test? 40 years? 11 days. 11 days. I prefer 11 days. What about you? All right, so I want to ask some questions. Press 1 if you want to answer. Jackie already pressed 1 over here. So I'm going to put her back on. She can answer this question. If you know, answer the question. All right, what is the place where Abraham went, Jehovah Jireh? What does that mean, Jehovah Jireh? Uh-oh, Jackie done hung up on me. I guess she said, I don't want to answer that. So press 1, Jehovah Jireh. What is that? What does that mean? Come on, Bonnie Howell, press 1. I know you know. Sister Bonnie, you know. Uh-oh. All right, y'all kind of slow. Answer me here. Somebody press 1 here. Hold on. They're going to answer. Somebody brave. All right.
Hello, yes. I mean, he's our provider.
Who's this?
This is Sister Shirley.
Hey, Sister Shirley, how are you?
Great, Sister D. How are you?
You would think I'd know your number by now. You recognize it. God bless you. Amen. He is a mighty provider. Sister Shirley can tell you he's been providing for her for years, and she's been trusting in him for years. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Shirley. Anybody else? Jehovah Jireh. How many of you going through spiritual tests? You know God is an awesome God now. He providing those for anybody going through a spiritual test. Want to share? Anybody? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you. Well, like I said, it's Children's Day, so I'm going to pray for our children today. You know, our children are so blessed here in America. Sometimes I look at TV and I see where children's stomachs are distended because they're starving. They ain't just hungry. They are starving. They have hardly no flesh on their bones. They are literally starving. They don't have a place to lay their head. They're living in not even a hut. They're living out in the open. Nothing to cover their bodies. Nothing is provided for them. But yet our children have a superabundant supply. We are provided so much for our children. We give our children silver platters. So we have to be careful not to give them a silver platter. Sometimes we have to let them work. Work. Earn. Earn. That way when God said, go do this, they ain't going to have the big L. They're not going to be lazy. They'll get up quickly and obey God. You know, I hear some people say, well, I can't get my children to make their bed up. Well, did you start from 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 6 years old? On up, say, get up, time to get up. You can't sleep all day. Or do you just give in to your children? So today, I'm going to say a prayer for our children. Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. You are the God who hears and answers prayers. And we are grateful, oh, Father God, that you joined us today, on Bible Story Land. And, Father, we lift up every family represented on Bible Story Land. Even those who are coming on to listen later, we lift them and their families up, oh, God. And, Father, we're not going to be selfish. We lift up the children in Jacksonville, every city, every state in the nation. We lift up the children in the world, oh, God. And we thank you, oh, God, for saving our children at a young age, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, help us to train up our children in the way that they should go. So when they are old, they will not depart from it. I thank you, Father God, that when you save our children, oh God, they will be obedient to you. They will be faithful to you, even though they may not understand some things, Father God. They will be obedient. They won't try to figure it out because, Father, they realize that you are the Most High God, that you are reverent, you are holy, and you are an awesome king, and that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider, that you are their mighty creator. And, Father, I thank you that our children will know your voice because they will be taught by us how to spend time in the secret place because we will be good examples to our children. Forgive us, Father God, when we have not been good examples, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us and within our children. Father God, you said our seed and our seed and our seed shall learn of you, shall be taught of you, O God. So, Father, help us to teach our children daily your word. You honor your word above your name. And we honor your word above your name as well, O God. We thank you that in your word there is everything that we need. Help us to open it up and to study, to be pleasing in your sight. And thank you, O God, that you have been protecting our children. Continually protect our children, O God. We bind the hand of the cosmocrator that was speaking to the ears of our children and have them think that the world is a better place than your place that you are calling them to. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to lure our children off into worldly things. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that our children will hunger and thirst for righteousness only. They will be led by you, O God. They will have great discernment, and they will follow you all the days of their lives. Yet they won't stop in between. There will be no prodigal children in our families. They will be faithful, O God, all the days of their lives. They won't even stray. I thank you, Father God, that our children will excel in their lives, O God. They will excel academically. They will excel spiritually, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I thank you, Father, that you are teaching our children how to war. You are teaching their fingers to fight, their hands to war, and they are fully armored. They have on the helmet of salvation. Our children have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our children's loins are girded about with truth. I thank you, Father God, that our children are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, O God, in the name of Jesus. And our children have the sword, and they are ready for battle. They are following you, Father God, as you lead them in battle, and they know, Father God, that the victory is theirs. I thank you, Father God, that our children will have dreams and visions and interpretations of them, O God. They will excel in school. They will excel in college. They will excel in technical schools. They will excel in whatever you are calling them to do, because they are your obedient servants, O God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for staying the hand of the enemy as we cry unto you. Even our enemies are turned back. So turn back the enemies of our children, O God. Father, we cry out in the name of Jesus. We come to repent before you, Father God, in the turning from our wicked ways, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for giving us chances after chance after chance after chance, O God, to get it right with you, to line up, to be aligned with you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, that our children become Christian dentists, Christian attorneys, Christian teachers, Christian entrepreneurs, Christian nurses, Christian doctors, Christian pharmacists, oh God. Our children will follow you all the days of their lives, and their cups will overflow. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Father, when we look at the news, so many of our children are being slain on the street, oh God. It appears to be for no reason, oh God. So, Father God, help us to follow Chronicles 7, oh God. In the 14, oh God, 7, Father God. 7:14, oh God, when you said if your people who are called by your name will turn from their wicked ways and follow you and obey you, then you will hear from heaven. You will heal the land, oh God. So, Father God, heal our land. Our children live in our land. Make our streets safe again, oh God. Save households. Father God, we come against every territorial demon in Jacksonville, throughout every city, throughout the United States, throughout the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we call upon you, the mighty God, to do battle on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Keep our children in a safe place in you, Father. And we thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayers in the righteous, mighty, holy name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that provider, and you are providing safety for our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and our children are killing their giants. They are Their giants are falling down, and they're cutting their giant's head off with the giant's tools, oh God, with the giant's armor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you today for what you're doing for our children. We thank you for blessing them with safety. We thank you, Father God, that you are providing peace. Father God, we bind up the enemy that would have our children try to kill themselves, oh God, that would speak to them and tell them that they are nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, when you have said that they are precious gifts, oh God, when you have said that they are our seed and they are gifts, oh God, when you have put a purpose on the inside of them, oh God. And so we thank you today for what you're doing on behalf of our children. We bless and honor you today, almighty God that you are. Oh, Father, you are great, and we praise and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, today, if there needs to be salvation, if you want to be saved because you are not saved, press 1. Press 1 today if you are not saved. You know, the word of God says in Romans 10:9-10, that if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this morning, I thank God that each of you are saved. If there anyone who is backslidden, you know, you've not been obedient to God, you've gotten some mud slung on your righteous garments. Maybe you told, you know, I hear some Christians say, "Oh, I just told a little lie, a little white lie." God says, "Be truthful. Be people of integrity." He ain't giving us space to tell no kind of lie. A lie is an abomination to God. So, any backslidden, you know, God has been waiting for you to come into secret place, waiting for you to study his word. He wants to show you secrets, but you've been backsliding. You ain't opening up his word. You're not calling on his name. You're not interceding. Backsliding. Anybody backslidden need prayer. Press 1. Well, hallelujah. We're all in good standing with the Father. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. If you need prayer or you have a prayer request, press 1. and we will say prayers for you. Press 1. All right. Hold on. We're letting you on. Ms. Liddell from Georgia. Good morning, Ms. Liddell.
Good morning. How you all doing down there?
Oh, we're doing great. How y'all doing in Applin, Georgia?
We're doing well so far, thank God.
Ms. Liddell is the youngest one of us on. She is 90-plus years. I thank God for you, Ms. Liddell. How are you and your family doing?
We are doing fine, thank God.
Amen. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
You're asking for prayer this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm asking for prayer for me and my family and some of my church members that going through with something. So I ask prayer for the entire church family along with my family and other families.
Amen, amen. All right. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. I appreciate you. Give your daughter Tina and your family a hug for me.
I sure will.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1. Prayer request. All right, hold on. Minister Bonnie Howell is coming on with the request. We're happy to hear you. Good morning, Minister Bonnie Howell. How are you?
Oh, it's well. Praise God. I'm busy doing my program for tomorrow, so that's why I could respond. But, yes, God is our provider. And we truly thank God for the service on today. As always, it's wonderful. I enjoy every time I tune in. So I'm requesting prayer for my family, especially my son. Oh, my God, and we want to lift up our president. Oh, God, we just want to lift up all the saints and pastors and ministers all over the land.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are glad you're on, Minister Howell.
So glad to be here.
I get your emails about your radio show. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Minister Howell.
Yes.
Text me your phone number again. I misplaced it. My number is 504-931-7399. 504-931-7399. So text me your number again.
Okay, I would do that.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right. Well, I thank Father God for each of your requests. And even those requests that were not made, we're going to pray that Father God hear your unspoken request as well. Well, Father God, we come before your holy presence again, oh God. And Father, I thank you that you don't restrict us. You don't say you've been here already. You have patience with us. I thank you, Father God, that we can come to you 24/7 and you don't tire out. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You are always waiting for us, oh God. You are waiting for us to come before you, and you know our voice. You say, that's my daughter, that's my son, and I thank you, Father God. Help us to know your voice. Give us keen discernment, oh God. And, Father, we just honor you as the Most High God. We honor you as our Father. We honor you as our Shepherd. We honor you as our Lord. We honor you as the great and mighty King. And, Father, I thank you that we don't even have to make an appointment to talk to you. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. And we are right in your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we repent before you because we are human and we sin. Forgive us for transgressions, trespasses, iniquities, any sin in our lives, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Create in us a clean heart. Even those little foxes that fall our vines, forgive us, Father God. And I thank you that we have the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Father God, for safety and peace in our families, oh God. I lift up your daughter, Ms. Liddell, whom you have given abundant life to, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her, oh God, for the peace of mind that you give her daily, oh God. I thank you that she has a sober mind. She is fully alert at 90-plus years, oh God. I thank you for the blessings that are upon her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up her church family, her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the body of Christ, oh God, those whom you've added to the body daily, such as should be saved, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, even those that are to be born, oh God. I decree and declare that they will be saved at an early age, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, strengthening Miss Ludell's body on a daily basis, oh God.
Yes,
I thank you, Father God, that you are strengthening every part of her body, oh God.
Yes.
Strengthening her spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. I thank you for Minister Bonnie Howell and her family, Father God. And Father, I particularly lift up her son, who's going through many trials. But Father, I thank you for strengthening him through every trial, every test that's going on in his life. We bind up the enemy who will try to come up against her son, who will try to keep him in the prodigal way. We bind it up right now. We thank you, oh God, that he will not go astray, but he will stay faithful to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping him healthy and well, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keeping his mind stayed on you. I thank you for all of her children, her grandchildren, being blessed and highly favored of you. And Father, I thank you, oh God, for the President of the United States. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I repent on his behalf for any bills that he has signed that's not of your will, oh God. May he spend time, seeking your face as to how to run this country, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may he spend time in your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may he call upon your name, for guidance and direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up pressure from him, oh God, pressure that people in high places would try to put on our president, oh God. I thank you that he will not bend like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even though he may be put in a fiery furnace, he will not bend in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers that you have called forth, oh God. May they be obedient to you, oh God. I bind up those false prophets, pastors, teachers, apostles, those false fivefold ministry people who put themselves in place. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, oh God, for keeping the ones that you call into the fivefold ministry. And Father, I lift up families today. Because families are experiencing great trials in the name of Jesus. But I thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you say trials come to make us stronger. And we are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And we are holding on to your unchanging hand. And you are keeping us in your palm. And nobody can snatch us out. And Father, I thank you, O God, for your servant, Brother Hart, O God. I thank you for the healing going forth in his body, even as we speak, strengthening him in every area of his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I thank you that his body is aligned with your will, O God. Sickness and disease cannot take him out. He will live a long and prosperous life. I thank you that every organ is healthy in his body, oh God. He is eating healthy, thinking healthy, doing healthy things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that he is coming closer with you every day, oh God. And Father, I thank you for the children again, oh God. I thank you for blessing them with peace and safety, excellent health, and strength in their bodies. I thank you that our children are eating healthy, and they are healthy. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. We're very glad you joined us. You are important to us. We love you. God loves you even more. He loves you more than you can even begin to imagine or think. So I thank God for you. He gave us Jesus to die for us, that sacrificial lamb. He didn't require us to be the lamb. He required it of Jesus. So I thank God. He requires of us, though, to give and present our bodies to him, living sacrifices on a daily basis, which is our reasonable service. Do not live like the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. And how do we do that? We got to study his word. We got to consult the Father. God loves you. I love you. God loves you even more. Don't forget, God loves you. I'm talking about you. Yes, he loves you too. So accept his love. Receive his love. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year.
Yeah.
Obey God. He is our creator. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to let you know there will be no Bible Storyland next Saturday. We will return again June the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
2012. So we'll talk to you then. God bless
Bye-bye.
You. I love y'all.
I love you all too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.